This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The World Health Organization on Friday announced that 12 million cases of the new coronavirus had been recorded in total and warned that the number of people infected had doubled in the last 6 weeks. WHO Health Emergencies Program Executive Director Mike Ryan says everyone has a role to play in beating the disease.
It's going to require a huge investment in sustained public health effort and a massive investment in community empowerment and the capacity of us as individuals in our communities to act and to stay safe.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus cited Italy and South Korea when saying that there are examples from around the world that have shown that even if an outbreak is intense, it can be brought under control. However, he also warned that it's not only COVID-19 that threatens lives and livelihoods, but other diseases such as measles, polio, and malaria that all thrive when immunization is paused and supply chains for medical supplies are interrupted. President Donald Trump spent Friday in the state of Florida, a key center for coronavirus infections. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In battleground Florida, a must-win for his re-election hopes, the president went to U.S. Southern Command to praise the fight against drug traffickers.
And wow, are we making progress in a short period of time.
In other events, he went after Joe Biden.
Nobody will be safe in a Biden America.
And touted his own poll numbers.
We're doing very well, by the way. You'll be happy to know in the state of Florida.
Which itself is not doing well with COVID-19.
The China virus, whatever you'd like to call it.
That was about the extent of the president's virus discussion. Here at home, the White House Coronavirus Task Force was due to hold a news conference and then pushed it until next week. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced Friday that the Hagia Sophia, one of the architectural wonders of the world, would be reopened for Muslim worship. As Reuters' Emir McCarthy reports, his declaration came after a top Turkish court revoked the 6th century Byzantine monument status as a museum.
The Council of State, Turkey's top administrative court, ruled that the original decree was unlawful. It was made by Turkey's first president after the fall of the Ottoman Empire, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. The World Heritage Site was at the center of both the Christian Byzantine and Muslim Ottoman empires and is today one of Turkey's most visited monuments. UNESCO said on Thursday that it must be notified of any changes in the state of Hagia Sophia Museum, and the changes may have to be reviewed by its World Heritage Committee.
That's Reuters' Emir McCarthy. President Erdogan has said he wants Friday prayers held in the building in 2 weeks. The United States, Russia, and church leaders were among those to express concern about changing the status of the UNESCO World Heritage Site. With just over a year to go until the rescheduled Tokyo Olympics, medical experts say the event could pose a grave health risk to the Japanese public and that there is a high chance of a disease outbreak. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The Tokyo Games have already been pushed back to 2021 because of global health concerns. But now Olympic organizers and local authorities are scrambling to prevent anything further from derailing the event. In interviews with a dozen infectious disease experts, a common theme emerged. The Olympics would increase the risk of a disease outbreak. One doctor from Osaka University Hospital's infection control team said, quote, "Infection will flare up if we push ahead with the Olympics and hold them. There's no doubt about it." The Olympics brings together competitors and spectators from over 200 countries, and concern remains over a possible public health crisis.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Disney resorts in Florida are set to open this week, but as AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports, it won't be the Disney that people have visited in the past.
It's a coronavirus world after all, and while people returning to Disney will be able to escape from their lockdown for a while, there is no escaping the fact that COVID-19 concerns still abound. And it's more than just wearing masks and practicing social distancing. Those meet and greet sessions with Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck? Forget it. Before entering, both employees and visitors will have to get temperature checks at the gate. Even something as simple as asking a Disney staffer to snap a picture of you in front of Cinderella's castle is now a no-no. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.